Hello and welcome back to Not My Bag. My name is Joe and this is Billy Goats Gruff with his chin hair over there. How are you today, George? What have you come as today, Joe? I didn't know we were doing a fancy dress pod.
I'm wearing a polo.
Yeah, nice.
It's cold. It was snowing when I came in.
Where'd you get that from? Granddad's wardrobe?
Zara.
Oh.
Where'd you get yours from?
We won't mention
it. A bin in the 80s.
We won't mention it. I quite like velour. Anyway, this is not a nice way to start off a podcast, is it?
No.
Positive, I feel the animosity.
Positive vibes only. How are you?
Really good. How are you?
Great. I wanted to talk through my week. Do you mind?
Go ahead.
We went to the Wonka premiere together, didn't we?
We did.
That was fun.
You dressed me up as an Oompa Loompa.
Well, I didn't dress you
up. You edited me as an Oompa Loompa. We'll put the picture on the screen now.
Yeah. Should I show you guys?
Yeah, it's not great, is it?
I think you look incredible. Oh, don't you hate it when you're showing someone something and text pop up?
It is your boyfriend.
Anyway.
Right, so what did we do? Start the week.
Did that Wonka thing.
Oh, so we filmed for something really exciting, start of the week, didn't we?
Yeah, so we did that Wonka premiere. Then you had the locked in reunion, didn't you?
Yes.
Any beef?
No, it was actually quite a good reunion. We did like three episodes. It was a long day, but it was actually really good. The vibes were really, really nice.
Yeah, I've seen some funny videos and stuff, which is good.
And yeah, I'm not really sure what I can talk about to do with the reunion, but it was a really nice day actually. It was actually really nice to just see everyone again.
Did you go out for a pint and stuff after?
Yeah, I went for a couple of drinks after.
Nice.
This is really, really funny. So the pub we went to, so basically it was a couple of drinks in the first pub and then everyone was going to go to Central and do your own thing, right? Mm-hmm. So the pub we went to, we got in there, they were closing down, so they had nothing.
Right.
So I'm like, can I have a vodka Coke? He's like, I've got that much vodka. I'm like, any Coke? He's like,
what,
no.
Closing down for good?
Yeah. Any Coke? No. Any lemonade? No. Any Red Bull? No. I had to walk over to the shop, buy my own mixer, and walk in.
Oh.
But no, it was
such a shame. Support your local pubs. We don't need them closing down, do we, Sam?
Nah. But Joe, it was really weird, and I hope they don't watch this podcast, right? But someone obviously recognised me, and I thought it was weird when we walked in there. They were drinking AU cans.
Right.
Just standing there, and this woman was just staring at me, and I was like, do you have this? Do you have this mixer? They were like, no. Do you have this mixer? They were like, no. And then this woman just looks at me and goes, George, go across the road and get some mixer. And I was like, okay. It was like...
I'm obsessed with that. That's so funny.
I was just like, okay. And then I just stepped back and walked out and got some mixer. But it was just really weird because I just... the pub we were in as well, it was kind of near Hackney, Tottenham ways. But it was just on a corner, really random, obviously... It was a Thursday night.
Yeah.
Hardly no one in the pub.
I love that.
For someone to just be like, George. But other than that, it was really good, yeah. Came home, had a Mackey's. So on the weekend.
Yes.
We've got, so I don't know why Mum's done this. We've got our dad's 60th party, but he's not 60 until
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I don't really get it.
Do you know what I love? This is so typical Mum as well. She has invited none of dad's friends
and
has invited all of her friends.
Yeah, not too sure.
She's so iconic for that. So dad's 60th and then I'm going skiing. And for those that know me, I'm not the best skier.
Yeah, but you quite enjoyed it last time we went.
I did. I did enjoy it. But I've aged rapidly since then. My lower back's in bits, love.
It's been a year.
I know, but I'm looking forward to it. And I'm more excited for the après ski. For those that don't know what that is.
Because do you remember what you did last year?
What did I do, George?
You drank... Between three of you, a whole bottle of that Magnum of Whisper. Well, actually, it was bigger than a Magnum. And then you wanted to take the bottle home.
Guys, this bottle of
security
wine.
Security had to like,
this bottle of wine was bigger than George, okay? I'll confidently say that. It was huge. And they had, by the time that après ski had finished, they were all still on the tables. And in my head, I thought, naturally, they've probably just paid for all these bottles. Mm. And then no one's just drunk them. So I thought, I can take that back. Which I thought was a bit rogue that I thought I could take it back down a mountain. So I put it up my coat. And then as we're leaving, the security guard's like, I can't do a French accent.
Mons.
Where are you going?
No. No, what? No, it's like, Monsieur.
Where are you going?
No, it's...
And I was like, anyway, I got them taken off me. And I will be repeating that in Austria and seeing if I can get a bottle down a mountain.
What airport do you fly to Austria?
Oh, George, I don't even know. All I know is that my car's at 4:50 a.m. on Sunday morning and I'm going to cry my eyes out.
Wait, 4:50 a.m. And you're going to dad's thing on Sunday?
Yeah.
Saturday?
Yeah, yeah. No sleep, bus, club, another club. No, I have bought a balaclava though.
Why? Are you rubbing out there?
No, because I thought if it's cold and I want to like cover my face, if I look rough in the morning, I'm just going to wear a balaclava.
Did you buy any ski stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jumpsuit.
Oh, really? Where from?
Gloves. ASOS.
Oh.
So cool. I don't know what it's going to be like. Balaclava.
Gloves?
Gloves.
Boots?
No. No, I'm just winging it, guys. I'm winging it. But anyway, I thought we'd get on to a more serious topic today.
Oh, God, you're full of fun, ain't you?
I know, which is how much George lies.
I don't lie.
George has continuously lied.
About what?
About his height.
Fuck off.
And I think that today, on Not My Bag, we are uncovering the family lies. This is a lie detector special.
You're pissing me off already. We haven't even started it. You're out of order.
Bring him in. Bring him on.
Okay, so one of the first questions I'll make sure is, like, is your hairline actually receding? If it's going to be factually, it is, yeah.
Bring the man in.
Yeah, bring the man in. You're a prick.
So, George, as promised, we're doing this lie detector. We have the lovely Richard here, who has George hooked up to the machine. If you're wondering why I'm wearing glasses, these allow me to see behind me, which is a bit odd. I'm looking at Pamela Anson's tits right now. So I'll take them off. And why don't you take away, Richard, what we're doing?
Okay, so we've connected George to my lie detector equipment. The headgear, the microphone picks up any stress shown on George's voice.
Okay.
He cannot change that. He might be able to change the volume, but the blood that goes to the vocal cords, he cannot change the frequency.
Okay.
If he's stressed, it will show up on voice stress analyzer here.
Okay.
Also, breathing and pulse rate and sweat glands. So all those functions will show up on my screen as they are now, and they are showing, George, that you're quite stressed.
I'm so stressed. This is so daunting.
No.
I don't wanna,
there's no reason to be stressed.
I done one of these the other day, but it just feels a bit more daunting now.
Okay, well, I've got some questions to hit you with. Shall I begin?
Joe, take it away.
Okay, I'll start off easy for you, George.
Yes.
Did you enjoy Locked In?
Yes, I did. I thought it was really fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it says to you.
Yeah, so he's telling the truth. Okay, cool. Do you actually think I have a receding hairline?
Yes. Genuinely.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I do think that is a receding hairline.
Okay.
It's just not like mine.
Okay.
It just looks different to mine. Sorry.
Do you think you are the best dressed family member?
Yes.
Oh, it was a bit of doubt, George. A bit of doubt.
So it's not...
He's not sure.
No,
you're not sure.
Maybe
because you know deep down in your soul that it's me.
It would have been a lie if I thought it was you.
Okay, right. If you could have sex with a car, would you?
No.
Wow. This comes back.
I knew it. I knew you were one of those weird car guys. He walks around bloody those car meets. He's like, oh yeah, look at that exhaust.
What you're the fuck is going on?
Like a transformer?
Yeah.
Oh, you're revolting.
What is wrong with
revolting
me?
Revolting little man. Do you wish you could be taller?
Yes. Fair.
Everyone has dreams and aspirations in life.
Yeah, that's fair.
Do you want to propose to your girlfriend?
Maybe in the future, yeah.
Okay.
Ladies, he's off the market.
Yeah.
For good. You've heard it here first. He is gone. Gone. Okay. Have you ever been naked in public?
No.
I think this is a lie.
Yeah, well, it says not sure again.
I think that's a lie.
I don't think I have.
I don't know.
When would I have been naked in public?
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yes.
So then you've been naked in public, no?
Yeah, but it's not like it was behind a closed door. Still a public place.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that was true. Okay. Have you ever DM'd a celebrity crush?
Yes.
Who was that celebrity crush?
We won't say.
Okay. Do you like doing the podcast with me?
Yes. Well, hey!
Oh, that's a big true.
That's positive. Yeah. That's the only reason I got you here, to be honest with you. Okay. Have you ever lied to me?
Yes.
Another big truth.
That was a big truth.
Was it? Bloody hell.
Yeah, sorry.
Just full of them. Hair's so, So big, it's full of secrets, isn't it? Have you ever done something bad and not told the family?
Yeah. I don't know what, but it's been a probably okay. Done a lot of things.
You said you don't know what. They said it was a lie.
You do know what it is. What is it?
I can't think off the top of my head.
Okay.
This is jokes.
Someone sat here lying.
So funny.
Have you ever pooped the bed?
No. Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
I've never shit
That's good. That's good to know.
Your answer will be different.
Who do you prefer, mum or dad?
Ooh.
I don't think you can answer this properly.
That's a horrible question. I'd say dad. But lads.
Not sure.
Yeah, I see.
Well, I'm glad because that break mum's heart, you scumbag.
No, it's because like your mum's favourite. I know it.
No, I'm not. We should get her hooked up to this.
Oh, you're not sure.
I keep forgetting I'm wired up.
True. You do forget.
You do keep forgetting. Do you think you're the favourite son?
No.
Oh, George. Oh. True. No, I'm joking. Do you regret leaving Gogglebox?
No.
Come back to life.
Oh, maybe I do.
Someone misses the sofa and the takeaways.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought romantically about Chloe Burrows?
No. I'm going to come back as a lie.
Yes.
I knew it. You undress her with your eyes every time we see her.
What is wrong with you?
Who is your favourite YouTuber, Cal or Chip?
Cal.
Yeah. Poor Chip. What's wrong with Chip?
I just grew up watching Cal.
Okay. A fangirl then.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
Telling the truth.
Have you ever thought about making love to Cal?
No.
Oh.
Fuck off! No way! This is bollocks! No fucking way! No way!
I came back not sure, so...
What the fuck?
It wasn't a definite lie.
This is so
If
funny.
Cal Freezy asked you to move in with him, would you say yes?
Yes. See?
Oh, there we go.
He's a joke.
Do you think your family didn't get enough airtime on Gogglebox?
Yes.
Bloody hell. No. Now what? Do you think you would really win in a fight with Max Kadar?
Yes.
Not sure.
Oh.
I'm not, bro. Of course I would.
There's only one way to find out.
Yeah.
Oh. Was you really going to hit Max Kadar in Locked In?
Yes.
That is. Oh, that's made my heart go a bit funny. Okay, Jesus.
Sorry, yeah. No, it was it was a tense time being in that house. I thought I was going to hit him. I had security on standby. Thank you.
Bloody hell, right. I've said who would win in the fight in this year. Okay. Have you ever tried to con me?
Yes.
With what?
I'm not sure.
So you know? What is it?
No, it's probably more than one thing. I don't know. Like,
name the thing.
Try to con you with stuff, like get you to buy stuff that I know you shouldn't buy.
You always make me pay for things and you know that you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
You should be paying.
Yeah.
Well, look.
Yeah.
Just to give you an indication, that's a lot of serious reactions on those questions.
That graph's popping off.
Have you ever stolen anything from me?
Yes. Just like money and stuff.
Money?
Not like in large amounts. Like aftershave. Well, like
when you were a kid and stuff?
Yeah, when I was a kid. Thank you.
Have you ever spread rumours about me?
Yes.
What rumours did you spread about me?
To be fair, the rumours are true though. Like you shitting in the shower and stuff. We're going to get to ask one of his questions. He keeps denying it. He shit in the shower. Just saying. He did.
I regret this.
Yeah.
How hard
you literally wanted this.
Do you actually think the buzz cut looked good?
No. I got a buzz cut a year ago and it just, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Oh. It was buzzing.
It was really
It was
buzzing.
Certainly buzzing. That's everything for you.
I think I did quite well there.
Yeah, you were quite honest.
No, you didn't.
Wow.
Oh, God. What do you think, Rich?
I think you did very well, George. your blood pressure and your stress levels were very high to begin with, and they gradually came down. As you can see from the graphs, there were some doubt and on some of them, but when you lied, you big time lied.
I can't lie to you. I'm really, really nervous now.
Joe, this is so daunting.
I think I'm scared.
Like all strapped up and
shit. I think I'm scared. Fuck.
Right, you ready to get strapped in?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Right, so Joe is now in the hot seat. How you feeling?
I'm actually feeling all right, yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
He is.
Okay, cool. Off to a good start. Right, Joe, your first question.
Okay.
Do you think you're more successful than me?
No.
You're such a
no. No. Success is measured in different ways to each person. It's like a subjective thing.
Shut up. Did you actually shit in the shower?
Yes, I did shit in the shower.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I knew it. Just confirmation. Do you regret going public with your relationships?
No. Oh, relationships?
Yes.
Previous ones? No.
Ooh. Ooh. Josephine.
Then yes.
Have you ever thought about having sex with a woman?
Yeah.
Fair. Okay.
You know.
Have you ever had a one-night stand?
Yes.
Honest King, I like it.
What do you think I am? Some little virgin from Gogglebox? No, I'm joking.
I like it, no.
I feel like I'm quite an honest person. I'm quite an honest guy.
Well, your first question was a lie, but...
Generally,
quite honest, yeah.
I'm not liking this. I need to catch him out. Have you ever gone behind my back?
Yes.
When?
When have I gone behind your back?
Oh, more than once.
What do you say? I feel like a white lie or like just doing things. It's never to like harm you. It's just like...
Well, I hope not. You're my brother.
No, it's more like sometimes you get things done quicker by just... moving around your opinion. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, look, if I want to get work done, to get to the end goal of the work, I'll just have a little trip around.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
There was a lot of stress going on.
He stresses me the fuck out. Yeah, it's a lot of stress.
Would you ever propose to your boyfriend?
I would probably want him to propose to me. So no.
So, right, okay. So you're telling the truth throughout that.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you
ever... That doesn't mean I don't obviously wouldn't want that as a the end
as a thing. Thing. Okay, cool. I get you.
But I sound like a media trained to the hill. Kane's under here with a gun.
Have you ever offended a celebrity?
Yes.
Who?
Not saying.
Okay.
Cool. That's quite a significant reaction there.
What, like very certain?
Yeah.
Well, I know I pissed a few people off, to be honest, Richard. So,
have you ever done bits in public?
Yes.
Can you define bits?
Sexual bits, Richard.
Oh. And the answer was yes?
The answer was yes, Richard.
Can you ask him again? I've just missed the...
Have you ever done sexual bits in public?
Yes, I have, Richard. God, we were all young once. You know what I mean?
Won't do that. What? Have you ever done something really embarrassing in public?
Yes. Yes.
And what was it?
Oh, just anything from weeing in a taxi to waving at someone that you think's waving at you to walking into a door.
Fair.
To walking into a room full of people. It's embarrassing things happen to me.
Okay, fair enough. Mm-hmm. Do you like doing the podcast with me?
Yes.
No, I do.
He does.
Oh, yeah. If that come back as a lie, I would have walked off this set straight away.
That's never happened before.
Have you ever done something bad and not told the family?
Yes.
And not told the family?
Not told the family. Yeah, I haven't told, yeah.
What?
I have done something before and not told the family.
And what was it?
I'm not saying.
Oh, no.
It's not a truth detector.
Then you know it's bad. Have you ever pooed the bed?
No.
Joe. Look, that's significant.
All right, Richard. Fucking hell.
The computer never lies.
Yeah, I'm sure it doesn't.
So, yeah, there was a bit of poo, it looks like.
Oh. Do you think you're the funniest member of the family?
Mate, you're off the clock yet?
Do you think you're the funniest member of the family?
No. I don't. That's bollocks. That's bollocks. I don't. I know. I literally don't. I don't.
George, that's the first time he's gone below the green line. Look at that. That okay. is significant.
Well, if you want to talk about going below the line, Richard, I think you would win gold.
Joe's so pissed off.
So basically, you do think you're the funniest? No.
Yeah,
no,
really?
No,
yeah.
Prime.
Yeah, okay, so do you. Trying to join the family?
Do you think you're the favourite son?
No, I don't. No, bollocks. Dad got you a nicer phone than me. He used to take you to football, alcohol, bullshit. Who made this machine?
Nearly broken it.
Do you think GK Barry actually has a flat ass?
No.
Oh.
What have you got to say for yourself, Joe? That's awful. She's meant to be one of your best mates.
I love her. I was just trying to give
you
her a confidence. Yeah, I do love her. And I wanted to give her a confidence boost by saying no. But apparently, the computer thinks you got a flat ass.
The computer, I might add, is connected to.
It's an extension of me. Yeah.
Do you genuinely think you're the better looking brother?
No.
You're a prick. You know that?
No,
you're literally rigged up. Yeah, shush. Do you regret leaving Gogglebox?
No.
Huh.
No, yeah. I don't.
Okay. No, who would win in a fight out of me or you?
Me.
Oh, he's not sure.
Oh, it's very sad. I think I'm bigger than you.
Yeah.
So I could just fall on you and you just, you know what I mean?
Nah, I think I'd beat you up. This next one. It's going to stir the pot a bit.
Well, what is it?
Have you ever had sex in my bed?
Yes.
I don't know why you can be unsure of that, but it's saying unsure.
Well, when you have sex, Richard, there's a lot of variables and, you know, what constitutes actually having the sex, you know what I mean?
Did you wash the sheets after?
No.
Well.
Okay. That was inconclusive.
That
so.
Was not inconclusive, Joe. We got a blue. Who can handle their drink better?
Me.
Hmm.
Okay. I'd say it's because you're bigger.
You black out.
Fair. Have you ever been arrested?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I'm glad I remembered that.
Have you ever tried to con me?
Yes.
For what?
A bed.
Oh my God, yeah. Yeah, no, that is true, actually. He sold me his bed and told me it was the same size as mine, and it wasn't. It was smaller. So I laid in it. I thought, why can I touch the ends?
And I got him to pay for it.
And he got me paid full price because he'd had it 2 weeks, apparently. Yeah. Con man.
Still bought it, though.
Yeah. Yes, I did, Joe. Have you ever masturbated in a weird place?
No.
Okay.
No.
You haven't masturbated in a weird place.
What? Masturbated?
Yeah.
No, that's what I was laughing at. I've never heard
masturbated.
It
masturbated.
There we go.
Masturbate. Same thing. Masturbate, masturbate, masturbate.
In the comments below.
Masturbate.
Can you please tell me if you think that is a very odd way to say masturbation? Masturbation is the full word, so it would be masturbate, not masturbate.
Have you ever done it in a weird place?
The fact that Rosie's giggling makes me think.
Oh, have you ever masturbated in a strange place?
Have you ever masturbated or masturbated in a weird place?
No.
Not sure.
Oh, depends what you call weird.
Yeah, because I've masturbated in a weird place, but I haven't masturbated.
Have you ever lied for attention?
Yeah, all the time.
It's probably the most
confusing. Meet Kane, like, I'm cold.
Are you actually lactose intolerant?
Yes.
Oh.
So all this time
I am.
No, you're not.
I can eat mozzarella.
Did you like your
can? Yeah.
Thank you, Richard's always got me back. You know what I mean?
Did you actually like your blonde hair?
By the end, no.
Have you ever thought sexual fantasies about Emily Miller?
Yes.
Mm.
Sorry, Cam.
Who hasn't?
And you're
I'm only human.
And your last one, are you 100% gay?
I think sexuality is a spectrum, so I'm going to go with no.
Not sure.
So you're not sure if you're gay?
Bit of both, bi.
Bit of both, yeah.
Well, Richard,
if you say I'm bi, then I'm bi.
The computer says you're bi.
Mum! You're having those grandkids after all.
Well, that
anything
was...
else you want to hit me with while I'm rigged up?
Do you think I smell?
No.
Thank God for that.
Anything else?
Do you think I dress well?
Yes.
He doesn't.
Right, we'll end it there, I think.
Anything else? Ask me if I think you have a big mouth.
Joe, do you think I have a large yes. mouth? Do you think I look really wrinkly?
Yes.
Can you ask him that again in a different way?
Do you think I have a lot of wrinkles?
Yes.
Oh, he does.
Right, this is just like bullying at this point. I don't really have any more to ask you because you've hurt my feelings.
Anything else?
Do you feel bad for saying that stuff?
Yes.
Oh.
A little bit. It looks like a little bit.
I am an honest, nice person.
Oh, bit of doubt.
Right, Richard, on that note, thank you very much for today. You've been incredible. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very
yeah,
much.
No, thank you. That was a load of fun. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, I feel like I can leave here being confident that I'm a majority honest person. That was the worst English ever. anything you want to add?
No, I just think that was really fun. I felt like it was a bit like a counselling session almost. You know, we got to the bottom of something. Yeah,
because I enjoyed it with you two guys as well, can I give you my book?
Sexpionages and Honey Traps.
Of course you can.
Confessions of a Private Investigator. Do you know what? This will come in handy, Richard. So you private investigator, do you?
Yes, the last 20 years.
Yeah. Do you?
Well,
What's your hourly rate?
I'll be
You got a card?
I'll give you a discount.
This would be great, you know. Private investigator.
For who?
So we can find missing people, get evidence on people, whatever you need, background checks.
Background checks? Yeah. Do you follow them home and do all that in the car?
Yep, yep.
God, this is the best news I've ever fucking had. Right, okay.
We've got drones and trackers and disguises.
Oh, and on that note.
But yeah, no, thank you for that.
Thank you for your pleasure, time, Richard.
I'll be taking this book.
Thank you.
And I cannot wait. I cannot wait to to have you on again. Thank you. My conscience is clear.
Sorry, I'd just like to go through some things to just clear some things up. Is that okay? Just a debrief.
Well, let's do a debrief.
By you having sex with a car, why is this?
I'm not sure. I
know you like cars, but there's a difference between sexually engaging with it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
It was quite an odd one, wasn't it?
Who was the celebrity crush that you DM'd?
I don't know. I've just like
that would come back as inconclusive if you were still.
Yeah, it is inconclusive. Yeah, have you DM'd any celebrities?
I commented on Troye Sivan's picture once.
I knew you were going to say Troye Sivan.
What have you lied to me about recently?
Outfit choices, hair. Next question. Sorry.
Okay. I think you should say that you actually love mum and dad equally.
No, I did. No, but right, I do. Of course I do. They're my parents, but I know your mum's favourite. So then that's why I went with dad. It's like a safety blanket.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Because I don't really...
Romantically thinking about Chloe Burrows. When?
Yeah, I don't know when. That's probably not ever happened.
You ever kissed?
No. You have. You've kissed her. That's what I mean.
That's why.
That's why 100%
I was bi.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy, you know? We found out today Joe's bi. That's going to be the headline.
Are you actually going to fight Max Kadar?
I want to, yeah, but he phoned me yesterday and he was actually
But
so
you can still
me.
Fight and be friends, no? Because it's like boxing, or do you think it needs to be angry?
I feel like it needs to be angry.
You seen that those two guys from Married at First Sight having a boxing match?
No.
So funny.
Are they angry at each other?
Yeah. They beat each other up on the show.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Incredible TV.
Oh, great.
Conning and stealing from me. Any specific objects?
Like aftershave, socks, pants.
I have all of your socks and Uniqlo t-shirts at my house.
I fucking knew it. I've wondered where my t-shirts went.
Yep.
Yeah, I should have asked that question.
Yep.
Who steals my fucking t-shirts? Yeah,
fuck you.
Fuck you. yeah, I knew that was coming.
And the rumours about me, I've got a problem with. What rumours?
I feel like we both spread rumours about each other.
I did tell everyone that you had fanny rash around your face, to be honest.
I can't even say that word. I was going to say.
Yeah, I bet you can't.
They said after
I bet you can't. Yeah.
You're so rude, you know that.
Okay. Well, I've cleared everything up from my side. If you've got any questions, George, let me know. Oh, and romantically thinking about Cal.
Freezy, yeah, again, inconclusive, wasn't it?
Wasn't Richard. Inconclusive. Yeah. It said it was a lie, George.
No,
it said
no,
you
no,
hadn't thought about him.
No, but I... Why would I?
In what way? Like,
I don't
cuddling
know.
Up to him in bed at night and kissing him?
I don't want this
don't
to
know.
Be a narrative.
Me I don't know. Well, I mean, the machine hasn't lied, so...
Well, I haven't.
It's a lie detector, and it detected the lie.
Okay. What's the something bad you done to the family and didn't tell him? You really didn't want to say that.
I'm not saying that. I'm taking that to the grave for me, guys.
It sounds awful.
No, it does sound awful. Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Nothing. Next question. Next question.
The GK Barry one.
I love Grace. I always say she's got a flat ass too anyway. Flat ass, big dreams. She knows this. I love her.
Is that it?
We're both bi queens.
What, you don't feel bad of what you said?
I said that I think she has a nice plump bum.
You didn't say that. You just didn't say that. Why do you want Kane to propose to you and you not to propose to Kane?
I just thought it'd be nice. I always thought I'd get proposed to in my head. So.
I feel like you're the more manly butch person to propose to it, yeah. Yeah.
What, after the video I've been flinging up his leg?
Yeah.
He's a very macho man, George. You've got to give him some time.
Give him some time.
Give him some time.
Yeah, so the one that was inconclusive, have you ever had sex in my bed? It's facts.
No.
That's facts.
No.
Also, if you haven't ever had sex in my bed, but you admitted that you didn't clean the sheets... So you were in my bed. Oh, and that would have been the bed that was the king size before you made me buy your 4'11" whatever bed you made me buy.
With all due respect, at least the bed now is in ratio with your body size.
And on that note,
we stand a short king.
Thank you so much for watching. Please like, comment and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube and turn on the post notifications.
You're a liar.
Take it away.
You're a liar.
Take it away.
No, thank you guys for watching. I'm glad you got to see us clear up the lies in the family today. There's still some unsolved mysteries, but I'm sure Richard will be back at some point to prove things wrong. If you're listening on Spotify, make sure to rate us 5 stars and we will see you next week.
God, that was so like...
Serious? Sincere?
Yeah, mysterious.
I'm a very honest, sincere, mysterious person.
Stop saying you're honest.
I am. I'm bi now. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.